Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with a very long hiatus from talking on the Unplugged Freedom podcast, and it's been quite a year. I would have to say it's been quite a year. There's a lot that's been happening throughout this year, and the best way that I can kind of explain it is kind of if you think about when you sit down to go write something and you're staring at a blank page, you've got that writer's block. I would say that that's pretty much what and how I would describe, you know, wanting to say something but not knowing exactly what to say first because it's been so long. And there's some things that I'm wanted to talk about, but then I was thinking, well, I can't talk about those things until I maybe address the being away for so long and all of these different other factors. And then I just thought, well, how well is that doing for you? And honestly, like it's been probably, what, 6 months since I've made a podcast? Actually, probably longer, because on my Instagram, I actually made video posts that my plan was to make a video, and then I would extract that audio and then turn that into a podcast. But just those extra steps, they take a lot of time, and so I never did get to it. So I had a few extra videos on my Instagram account, Unplugged Freedom, that I would make and talk about different subjects. And this was kind of around the time that the convoy was happening across Canada, and so that was probably around the last time that I really made a post, and I wasn't really sure as to what I wanted to talk about. And well, where do I even begin? Like, November, you know, that November, I got kicked to the curb just because I didn't disclose my medical status to the job that I had. And around this time, I took off to Pender Island. You'll see that on my Instagram. I came back to Vancouver, spent Christmas with some friends who their dog passed away during that time, unfortunately. And you know, I got to see him in his last days, and that was great. And then I had some projects that I was doing for some clients for websites and marketing. And so I would book an Airbnb, and I would just kind of focus on doing work. And that's really what I did. But around this time as well, I was going through something that a lot of people actually don't know about. So if you're listening to this, you're getting a little bit, you're getting a little piece of me that a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know about this. And the truth and the reality is that I had my heart broken very, very badly. And so it was a very hard time and to get over that. I've never trusted someone so much in my life before. I've never allowed somebody so close in my life before. And to have this person hurt me almost intentionally, that even to this day, even like sharing it, even, you know, coming out with it, and it's not easy. It's very difficult. I don't really talk about it a whole lot, and as you can see, it just kind of brings up a lot of emotions. And so yeah, it was very tough. And so when your job fires you, and then you're off on your own, you know, making your own money through your side hustle and everything, like, it's one thing that if you are hurting and you go to work, you go to a regular, you know, job, and you know, you collect a paycheck. It's another when you have to be the one to go out and make face. You have to be the one who goes out and gets your own clients and customers, and you're the one who has to, you know, meet in front of these business owners. And so that was probably very difficult, because you had to take whatever was hurting you and you had to push it to the side and say, okay, I have responsibilities that I have to take care of. And you'd go out and put on a smile and, you know, shake people's hands, and but deep down you were just like hurting so bad, like you've never hurt in your life before. And that was very, very difficult. And like I said, even to this day, like, I'm just talking about it, it sucks. Like, I hate it. I've maybe one day I'll share the whole situation. I don't know if I would. I think I'd rather share other better stories that I haven't shared yet before I would ever share this one. But yeah, it was just really, really difficult to have someone that you trusted so much and that you allowed very close to yourself. And I don't allow people very close to me. I keep people at what I call arm's length, and it's just what I do. In order for somebody to earn my trust, it's a very difficult thing, and it's kind of unfortunate in one way because I have this knowledge and this skill and this ability with people. I can usually judge someone and very easily and very accurately. And because I have that ability, what makes it hard is it makes it hard to trust people. Because, for example, I know people who trust or are very trusting of people, but then all of a sudden they find out that that person is not someone that they should have put their trust into. Whereas I may have saw that person and right away, before they even opened their mouth, I already knew right from the get-go. So there was just no way that I was ever going to trust that person. But the other person is just so trusting that they just didn't see it. They looked past all of it and weren't able to see those subtle signs, and they put trust into them, and then all of a sudden they got burned. So for someone like myself, it's very few and far between that people ever get past those barriers and those whatever you'd call them, guards. And it's what I call like my algorithm. And yeah, for people to get past that, it's very hard. So anyways, I had somebody who got past that, and I allowed them, and I totally let my whole, I wouldn't say I let my whole guard down, but I just allowed them into my life, allowed them into who I was and who I am and what makes me me. Because why they were so trusting is because they would listen and they would understand, and rather than judge, they would say, "Well, why did you do that? Why would you do something like that?" You know, not in a judging way, but more so in a wanting to understand and wanting to get to know kind of way. And people don't do this. I've noticed that, and I've known that for a very long time, is that people don't do that. You open your mouth about something, and then all of a sudden, somebody, you may say something wrong, or maybe you didn't quite say it correctly, but they heard it in a certain way, or maybe they didn't hear it quite right. And because of the way that they heard it, they've already judged you for it, rather than get clarification or to get understanding as to why you may believe that or why you may think that. You know, I've had people, here's a simple example, a very easy to understand example, is that I was talking to this girl one time, and we kind of had like whatever kind of relationship, and I was sharing a story. I don't know what kind of story I was sharing or why I was sharing it, or it was just whatever. I was just sharing something. And then all of a sudden, after I was done sharing it, she replies to me and says, "Were you trying to make me jealous?" And like, that couldn't have been further from what I was intentionally doing. Like, I was just sharing something, but somewhere I lost them along the way, and they were stuck on me potentially trying to make them jealous somehow, and I couldn't even like wrap my head around how did that even happen. And so it was very, very tough, you know. you then the next time you go to share something, if there happens to be, let's say, a girl in that story, you might think twice about sharing that story. You might think, "Oh, well, maybe I won't share that story," because they missed the whole point of the story, and the story could have been something funny, but they were stuck on that one point, and they just stopped listening after that one point. And that's kind of what I am talking about. Like, I've always wanted to make a podcast. Maybe I'll probably will one day, about listening. I'm a very good listener. People have always said that I'm a very good listener, and it is a skill, and I will talk about this on a podcast in the future. And it's a very good skill, and people think that it's just listening to the words that somebody are saying, and it's not. It's listening to what is somebody saying, what are they not saying, what are the words that they're not saying, how are they saying it, What is the tone that they're saying it in? What is their facial expression saying, if you can read it? What is their body language saying? Like, you're listening to all of that. Like, if you're listening to this, like, you could probably hear that my voice can be a little trembly and a little shaky. Like, I can feel it. I know it is. One, I haven't eaten. I just finished a workout, and I just said I really want to just kind of talk. I just want to get this off my chest, and so I probably should have ate something, but anyways. But yeah, like I said, if you're listening to this, you know something about me that a lot of people don't know about. A lot of people don't know that I absolutely had my heart just totally ripped out, thrown on the ground into a million pieces. And I've had my heart broken many times, many times. But what I've realized is that there's different types of heartbreak, and some, like, I appreciate some, I'm very grateful for to this day. But this, in this manner, was almost intentional, and that's what hurts the most, is that not only did you allow somebody in the closest, like, this person is out there, they know the absolute most about me than anybody does on this planet. And I've gotten to know some pretty close people in my life, and to allow somebody that you trust so much, and for them to do something so hurtful, so intentional, like, you can't even, I wouldn't wish that pain among anybody. And very, very tough. And on a different aspect, a different kind of heartbreak could be, let's say I've lost my parents before, and I know what that's like. It's incredibly hard, and so I know what that heartbreak's like. But that heartbreak is, how would I explain that? That is just kind of, it is painful, but you know that they left naturally. They didn't intentionally hurt you, and then now that's why they're gone. They just left naturally. So there's that kind of heartbreak. So it hurts, but at the same time, it's a different kind of hurt. It's a different kind of hurt than when it's intentional, and it's just that brutal kind. That kind of makes you think, how can people be like that? Another kind was, back when I was in Australia, I met this girl one time, and she was like nobody I'd ever met before, and we had a great time. We got along really great. It was kind of like, the best way I could explain it is meeting somebody from your planet. If you've listened to me or followed me long enough, you've heard me say about how I'm definitely not from this planet. And when I met this person, that's what it felt like, is that you felt like you met somebody from your planet, and you had never met somebody like that before. Here you are, what, 29 years old, and you just are existing in this world, thinking, I'm definitely from some other planet. I don't know what planet I'm from, but I know that for sure. And I don't know, I guess I'll just exist on this world and try and, just do my best. And then all of a sudden, here comes somebody, and they're from your planet. And it's just like a feeling like no other. So we had met, and it was crazy, like, how that actually turned out. And maybe one day, like, that's a story that I would much rather share than this other story, because this one is just, it's amazing. Like, even that was in 2016, and to this day, I still have that friend. I can message them at any point in time, and we usually do. We'll wish each other happy birthday, or just let each other know that we're thinking of each other. But we had met in Australia, started hanging out, and then we got along great. It was just such an experience. And then one of those times where, like, we feel like years, just the amount of time that you're getting to know each other. But it also went by really fast at the same time, and next thing you know, they were leaving. And so they took off to go leave to travel the rest of Australia. They were from France. And I was so heartbroken, because here I had finally met somebody from my planet, and now they were leaving. And that was really hard. I remember being super, super hurt from that, but it was like a good hurt. If you've ever seen South Park, I suggest you check out this one quote by Butters. Type in Google Butters, Beautiful Sadness, and Butters gets, he's this character, and he gets dumped by his girlfriend, and he's all sad, and he's sitting there, and these guys are like, "Oh, so you got dumped?" He's like, "Yeah." They're like, "You want to go, ruin, vandalize cars or something, and hate life with us?" And he's like, "No, I don't hate life." They're like, "But you just got dumped." He's like, "Yeah, I did." And and it hurts, but I almost appreciate it, because in order for me to feel this hurt, I had to have felt something so good before. So I have to take the bad with the good, and it's like a beautiful sadness, and that's what Butter says. So it's a really great quote, and so that was really that kind of moment in time when that person left. I was extremely sad, and it hurt so much. I had never been that sad for ever, and but I also had never been felt that good or met somebody with that kind of connection before. What's crazy about that one is a month later or 2 months later, she messaged me and said, "Hey, I was supposed to have some friends come at this time, but they're not going to come. I have 6 weeks. Did you want to travel somewhere?" And so I was like, "Yeah, of course." So we actually spent 6 weeks in Nepal together, and it was one of the most amazing times together. And that was really hard. I remember when she left then, her plane left early in the morning, and mine was later at night, I think it was. And I was at the airport all day, just bawling my eyes out. And it was just so painful, incredibly hard, and it hurt so much. But like I said, to this day, we'll message each other just out of the blue and say, "Hey, I hope you're doing well, and just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you." And like that kind of sadness, that kind of heartbreak I'll take that any day. Absolutely. And like I love that, because what is that? That was 2016, 4 or 5, that was 6 years ago. Actually, I think, yeah, it was 6 years ago. We haven't seen each other for 6 years. But if she ever comes this way, or if I ever go that way, the one of the first people we're gonna message is each other and say, "Hey." And she actually did one time when she came to Canada, but unfortunately I can't remember where I was, but I was not close by, unfortunately. And so but yeah, so there's different types of heartbreak and sadness, and unfortunately I have experienced, the good types, the okay types, and then the extremely just hurtful types that are the most painful. And what's really difficult is that you don't want to come out of something like this and be jaded. That's probably the hardest thing that I have had to work through, is to not come out of this being jaded and just say, like, "You know what? Fuck these people. Fuck you all." Like, even though I guess I kind of have that attitude already, but I mean, in an aspect where, you totally shut down, you totally close the doors, and you totally just don't let anybody in, and you're just like, "No, I'll never let anybody in, because I don't ever want anybody to hurt me again." And I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like that. But it is extremely hard to have that trust in somebody again, where, yeah, you've just had, like, if only you knew how far. Like, it's not like this person out there just was allowed closer by like an inch. It was like nothing ever. I'd never allowed somebody into my life so much before. Nobody has ever gained my trust like that before, where I would just allow them in. And so that's what really makes it difficult. It's not just like a little tiny bit in comparison. It's a huge amount, and that's why it feels like such a huge gouge out of it when they turn around and they hurt you intentionally. And so that's and you don't understand why. You're kind of thinking like, why? All I want to know, like, if you want to leave, you want to go, you want to go do your thing, that's fine. But at least just kind of sit down, explain to me why, and I will sit and listen. I will be hurt, but I will also respect that. And but you don't get that. You just get somebody who took all your trust, who took all of everything that you gave to them, and they just destroyed it. And so you're left to kind of pick up the pieces, and that's probably the hardest thing. And so, yeah, and like I said, you're out doing your own business. Like, I talk to business owners all the time. I would be walking into businesses every single day almost, and I'd have to push these feelings aside and have to make face and shake hands, put on a smile, and do these kinds of things. That's extremely hard. And I think anybody who has that ability and that strength to be able to do something like that, I think that is like nothing ever. The closest thing I could probably think that would be something similar would be like a parent who may have some sort of heartbreak. Maybe the spouse passes away and you just have this incredible heartbreak, but you have to push that aside sometimes and take care of your kids. And to be able to do something like that is incredible. So that, because you can't just fall apart and then, your poor kids are just kind of having to survive on their own. So that's an incredible strength for somebody to have. And I keep kind of trying to go through, like, I always learn a lot of lessons throughout my experiences. I've done things that I'm not proud of, and I've always tried to learn from them and be better from them. And I'm the furthest thing from perfect. I'm the furthest thing from perfect. I'm always learning. I'm always failing. I'm always trying new things, and I'm always I know where my strengths are, and I know where my weaknesses are. And I do. There's some people out there that they'll try and say that you shouldn't focus on your weaknesses. You should just focus on your strengths and just do that. And I don't think that's necessarily good advice, because if you're not good socially and you just don't even work on that, well, that's terrible advice. Like, sure, you may be a coding wizard and you'd be able to, like, code a freaking, security system like no other, whatever it is. But if you can't get along with people and you don't even care to try and learn the basics, well, that's no, I just think that's terrible advice, is to just focus only on your strengths and never on your weaknesses. I think it's you have to be able to be very well-rounded, because a lot of people would be surprised to learn that I'm actually an introvert, and I am. Very much so. I gain my energy from being alone. People drain me, and being out, it can drain me. And so I can spend hours sitting behind my laptop being alone, and I enjoy it. Whereas being around people is just, I don't necessarily not like people. It's just, I would much rather do certain things over others. So, but I've learned those aspects. I always say I'm an introvert that has learned the extrovert skills as well, to in order to be able to be suffice out in the world. So yeah, that's kind of been like where I've been at for a little bit, what I've been kind of going through. I haven't really been making a whole lot of content for, say, Unplugged Freedom and this side, because I've been so busy on my business aspect side, and I have kind of changed a little bit new of a direction with that as well, because I was doing websites and marketing before. And even though I'm good at it, it doesn't necessarily mean I enjoy it. I built one website for, a client back in early of the year, and that was the last website I built. And I changed direction. I bought this really cool 360 camera, and I was really focusing and creating content for that. And it takes a long time. Like, I'll spend hours. Hours will fly by, which is good, because that means I enjoy it. And I'm sitting there creating these photos and taking these photos and then, like, trying all these different aspects and learning all this stuff. And I really enjoy it. So I'm putting the hours and the time into that, as opposed to Unplugged Freedom, because Unplugged Freedom is just, I'm making money over on the photo side, the business side. And so that's what I had to kind of focus on. So I've been up and down this province. I live in Western Canada, BC. Been up and down this province, and what else have I done this year? I changed a little bit of a new direction for my business, my side hustle. My job that kicked me to the curb, they called me back and said, "Hey, mandates have dropped. Did you want your job back?" And so I was actually busy. I was house sitting and I was having fun in Vancouver, and I thought to myself, well, what do I want to do? What direction do I want to go? And that was also really hard too, to go back to Vancouver, because that's where basically where I got my heart broken. And there was so, when you go back to a place and there's just all these memories and all these things. And even when I went to the island, I went to go to the island to go see my brother, and this was I went to go see him twice, and the first time was right after I got kicked to the curb from my job, and it was before I got my heart broken, and I was like in this different kind of world, this different kind of state. And I even remember writing this letter. And then the next time I was going to the island, I got all those feelings back, and I said that last time I was here, I was in a completely different state. And wow. And that was very painful to kind of go through those memories. That was extremely hard. And I've always kind of tried to kind of think, like, what lesson is there to learn in this? And I think the best thing that I can say is that It comes with the territory of the life that I live. See, if I would have just stayed with my first girlfriend when I was 19, we'd be together, what, 15, 16 years right now? But I wouldn't have the experience or the knowledge. I wouldn't have had the heartbreak that I've experienced. I wouldn't have the knowing of that. I wouldn't be able to share that with someone like yourself who's listening to this. And I would just be in one relationship, probably just one job, living in one house for the however many years. But I haven't got that. I have got many different types of heartbreaks. I've got the good heartbreaks, and I've got the most extreme, painful type of heartbreak that I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy. And so, but that's the life that I live. I've had many jobs under the sun. I have met many people from Belgium, France, Australia, Indonesia, Spain, like Colombia, where, like you name it, I've probably met somebody from there. And you just have this experience and this knowledge, and that's with the territory. I've felt extreme highs and I've felt extreme lows, whereas most people, they don't necessarily feel those extreme highs, but they also don't necessarily feel those extreme lows. Why? Because they just have a mediocre job that, you know, they just do just enough to not get fired. They have a mediocre relationship that they're basically roommates. They have a mediocre place that they live. They live in a mediocre city. They'd love to live somewhere else with more excitement, but it's what they know, and they're too scared to live anywhere else. They don't know what that real fear is, and they don't know what it's like to like to live in a third world country. I spent 2 years in Bali. I have that experience. I spent 6 months in Australia, 6 weeks in Nepal. Like, so it comes with the territory to be able to have such experiences, but then also have such bad experiences as well, to feel such incredible pain, because you're gonna run into terrible people like this. I could just stay in my house and never leave it, and I would avoid all heartbreak. I would avoid all of these kinds of things. I would save a lot of money, but what kind of life is that to live? So that's what you always have to kind of think of, is whatever life that you want to live, that you're going to. You have to take the consequences with that lifestyle. So if you want to have kids, like a lot of people think that I'm against having kids, and I have no problems with people having kids or buying a house or getting married or all of these kinds of things. What I have a problem with is people doing these things for the absolute wrong reasons. There's actually people, and I've met these people, and it just disgusts me that they had a kid because they thought it would help their relationship. Like, I don't know what kind of fucking people these are. Hey, our relationship's terrible. Let's add a fucking kid into this mix. And so, where was I going with that? totally forgot what I was going with that. People annoy me. But whatever life you choose, if you want to have a kid, let's say, well, you have to take the good with that, but then you also have to take the bad with that. If you want to own a dog, you want to have a dog, well, you have to take the good with that, and you also have to take the bad with that. And like, I don't have a dog, I don't have kids, I don't own my own house, and I don't care to, because I don't want to take those responsibilities, obligations, or expectations that come along with that type of life. The only reason that I was able to be able to walk away from my job is because of the life that I live. And so that's my life. I've created my life to be mine, and I know what is important to me, and having a corporation or an employer tell me what I can do with my body, well, that's definitely not going to happen, that's for sure. So I create a life so that I'm never put in a situation where I have to be forced to do something that I to go against whatever I believe in. So whatever life direction that you choose, if you want to be a backpacker, you want to just live on the beaches, on the most beautiful beaches in the world, well, you're gonna have to take the good with that, but you're also gonna have to take the bad with that. And that's okay, as long as you enjoy that. Because I may not enjoy it. I may enjoy the good from it, but I may not enjoy the bad that comes with it. And that's what we have to realize and understand. And so the way that I live my life, even though I've experienced something this hard and this painful, and it's very painful, it sucks, I hate it, I would say that I have to know that it comes with the territory of the life that I live, the experiences that I take and that I go after. And so, yeah, that's pretty much like the only kind of reasoning or understanding or lesson I can take out of this. But yeah, sorry if I'm kind of rambling, but I really, it's been a while since I've made a podcast, and I just really just wanted to finally just break that ice and get back into it, because I have a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom and a lot of good information that can help a lot of people. And so I want to be able to share that. And like I said, I'm going to talk about a lot of different aspects and share with you some stories. And if you've listened to this, like I said, you know something that a lot of people don't know about me. A lot of people don't know that I had my heart absolutely ripped out, thrown on the ground, shattered into a million pieces by somebody, you know, that you would least expect it from. And I've had my heart broken many times, and I've never had something like this in my life before. And extremely hard, and even to this day, just thinking about it, talking about it, it's very hard. I hate it. I don't know, maybe I think, like, because like I was saying, you have to take the good with the bad, and you can't just have the good. I don't know. This one's different though. This one's a little bit harder to wrap yourself around, because somebody hurt you intentionally. They knew that you allowed them in like no one ever. They knew that you had given them your absolute trust, and still with that knowing, they still did what they did. And that's it's difficult, that's for sure. And I'm always someone, like, if you've listened to my other podcasts, you've listened to watch my videos and stuff, I'm a very confident person. I'll take ice baths in the freaking ice cold Pacific Ocean, because I have a very strong mentality. And I almost think that maybe there's a lesson out of this, that you can go through something like this, and when you come out on the other side, it's going to be even better. Yeah, you can be in the ice cold Pacific Ocean. Yeah, you can leave a job and that's hard. You can leave a relationship and that's hard and that's painful. You can have your parents pass away and that's hard and that's difficult. But throughout all those things, you've made it through. And you're always somebody who is looking for that challenge and looking for that next hard thing to move past. Well, here it is, and it hit you like a fucking freight train. How are you gonna handle this? I'd say during the time, not very good, but at the same time, very good. You know, it's been almost, I wouldn't say almost a year since it. There's just a lot to it. And so I would say when I do get past it, and I'm able to look back at it, and able to say, wow, that was probably one of the hardest things I've ever experienced in my life, to have such hurt like that intentional from someone. But I made it through. There were times where I didn't want to go out and meet business owners and shake hands and smile. I didn't want to, but I had to, you know, because I needed to. And so I can tell you that this is a much different podcast than what is normally on my podcast. Usually I'm a fairly confident, maybe funny, maybe cocky at some times, maybe just, you know, I can tell you right now that if you're listening to this podcast, this is a totally different change and a totally different person who you're talking to. And I think that's good, you know, because I can't, like I always tell people, you can't be perfect every day. We're all going to fuck up. We're all going to have hard days. We're all going to have hard times in our life. And I hope that somebody listens to this and, you know, they get something from it, and maybe it prepares them, you know, not to be jaded, but, you know, it prepares them that, hey, if they ever have something like this happen, and they can think in their head and say, hey, I heard that podcast that one time, and this is what he's talking about. I understand now. You know, I don't want you to understand it, because it sucks. Like, I will take this over, you know, giving this pain to somebody else, because I can handle it. I can handle it. I've handled a lot of pain in my life, and like I said, it comes with the territory of the life that I live, and I love the life that I live and that I've created for myself. And but it doesn't come without its own hurts and its own downsides to it. And that's why I always tell people that, you know, you don't want my life unless you're a fairly strong person. And you know, like when I took off traveling, my mom had passed away when I was away. I was in Bali, and that was one of my biggest fears ever, and it happened. And just there's no pain like that just, like, it's terrible. But like I said, if you whatever life you choose, you have to be able to take the consequences with that kind of life. Make sure that you can handle those consequences. And the life that I live, I even though I don't want to handle them when I have to handle them, because it sucks, but I can handle them. Like, this is why I take cold showers, I hike barefoot, I find these challenges in my life. And I guess a lot of the challenges that I do, they're a lot of times physical slash emotional, not emotional, but mental. Physical, like if you're getting into a cold shower, you're getting into ice cold Pacific Ocean, or you're hiking the Grouse Grind barefoot, or whatever kind of physical challenges that you're going after. And that's one thing, but to have a mental challenge for yourself, that is something. Like, I remember after I lost my parents, I felt like I had no direction. It was kind of like, what's the point now? I'm living this amazing life and doing all these amazing adventures, and the people who I love sharing that with are not here anymore, so what's the point? And that was very hard, and I thought that I couldn't get past that, but I did, and I'm on to new adventures, and even without them, unfortunately. But you get past it. And so this probably won't be this most likely won't be the last time I have some sort of big test on me, because if everything's the same and you're kind of experiencing the same pain, the same hurts, well, that's gonna be boring. And you also know that you're gonna get past it. But then when you're hit with something like this, and it just feels like you just got hit by a freight train, well, that I guess in a way it makes life exciting, and I guess in a way that I can be thankful for that. And so yeah, anyways, I hope that you got something from this. I if you are listening to this, I'd love to know, I'd love to hear about it, and I hope that something that you got from it. I hope that me sharing this and being kind of open, and that it helps you in some way, that even people like myself, like a lot of people who know me, I'm a very strong, confident person. Like I said, I do things that challenge myself so that I can have that strong mentality, and so that when things do hit me, I have the ability to bounce back and not have it affect me. And this here is almost like an eye opener, and it's just kind of like knocked me down, and it almost surprised me that I was hurt so bad from it. Because in a way, you're kind of like, nothing can hurt me. Because of the things that you do, the mindset that you have, and the mentality that you have, and you almost feel like, give me your best fucking shot. And I took a fucking good shot, and it knocked me down. And like I said, there were times where I was just like, how do you not come out of this without being jaded? Without just closing the doors and just shutting everybody out and just saying, you know what? Fuck the world. If people can do something like this, so intentional and so vindictive, it almost feels like, then what's the point? So to go through that and to kind of get yourself out of that, like I can't remember the last time I've had to like really like fight through my own mind. I can't remember the last time I had to really like where I've had a challenging fight like that, and I did. And that was something. And so, will I come out of this jaded? No, I won't. Will I come out of this? I'm already out of it. Yeah, like talking about it and thinking about it and bringing me back to it. Yeah, it hurts, and it's not easy. But I will be further past it, continuing the things that I do to keep my mentality strong, to keep my mindset strong, and to keep the smile on my face, and to keep me as a person and as I'm genuine. And at the end of the day, I can know that when I put my head down at night, that I'm a good person, that I am true to myself, that I'm honest to myself, and that I think is one of the biggest things that just takes the stress off of you. Like, if you know you're in a bad relationship or you're unhappy or you do not like your job, whatever it is, and whatever situation you're in, but you're lying to yourself and you're putting your head down at night, you know, deep down, you know. You know you stood up for the right or wrong thing. You know you did or didn't do the right thing. You know deep down, and you may think that you can just pass it off, but you can't. Deep down in your soul, it's there. And I know that when I put my head down, that I'm a good person, and I know that I'm gonna get past this, over this hump, and it's gonna be just another experience for me, another challenge. And anyways, I'm rambling now. I'm going in circles. So I hope that you got something from this. Love to hear from you. Follow me on Instagram, Unplugged Freedom. I don't post on there for very much, but if you wanted to chat or something, definitely. I'm on there. Sometimes I might chat, sometimes I might not. I'm not really a chatter kind of person. But yeah, unpluggedfreedom.com. I am making some changes. I haven't really done a whole lot. Like I said, I've been working on other projects that I've been putting a lot of hours into, and so I haven't gotten around to it. So everything takes time. Everything takes time. I'm working on a big project with a naturopath right now, and that's coming along nicely. Slowly but nicely. So, what else? YouTube, I haven't done anything. I think I'm gonna post more on my actual podcast where you're listening this. So keep tuned. Stay tuned. We'll talk about more things, and I'll kind of keep you updated. And maybe if I hear enough people back from this, that I'll share some of the stories that I haven't shared with a long time with anybody. Well, there's somebody who I've shared these stories with, but you know, that I trusted enough to share these stories with. And yeah. So anyways, I have a lot of work that I gotta get done, and I hope you enjoyed this. Nathan, Unplugged Freedom. We'll talk to you soon.